BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The Mob in Corinth.
When Paul arrived in Corinth, he met a Jewish man named Aquila and his wife Priscilla. They were also tent makers, the same as Paul, so they decided to work together. Each week, Paul went to the synagogue and talked to the Jews. He explained to them that Jesus was the Messiah. Silas and Timothy finally rejoined him. It was soon after they arrived that the Jews rejected Paul's message. They even blasphemed the name of Christ. With that, Paul said, "My conscience is clear. I told you the good news that Messiah had come. I explain how we have salvation through him. You have rejected it. Therefore, your blood is on your own heads. I'll give this message to the Gentiles." A few of the Jews believed in Christ, including the head of the synagogue. At the same time, a large number of Gentiles put their faith in Jesus. The Lord encouraged Paul in a dream. He said, "Don't be afraid. Keep talking about me. No one will hurt you here because I have many people in this city." So Paul stayed in Corinth for a year and a half, teaching and preaching God's word. One day, the Jews selected a new leader who organized an attack against Paul. A mob grabbed him and took him to the judge, saying, "This man is making our people worship God in ways that are opposite of our law." Before Paul could defend himself, the judge yelled at the Jews, "How dare you come to me with this? I don't care about your law. I spend my day punishing criminals, not arguing over words and names. Don't waste my time." He then drove them out of the court. A mob grabbed the leader of the synagogue and beat him in front of everyone. The judge didn't even look up. When Paul thought his work in Corinth was done, he decided to go back to Antioch. Aquila and Priscilla went with him as far as Ephesus. Paul preached at the synagogue there, and the people wanted him to stay longer and teach them. But he refused, saying, "If God wills, I'll come back." He then left and went to Jerusalem and on to Antioch. After Paul left Ephesus, a man named Apollos came to the synagogue. He was a powerful speaker and believed that Jesus was the Messiah. Unfortunately, he only knew what John the Baptist had taught. He went to the synagogue and preached about Jesus with great boldness and eloquence. Aquila and Priscilla heard him speak and realized he needed more instruction. They took him into their home and explained the things of God more accurately. After that, Apollos became a great preacher for God and was able to take the scripture and clearly show that Jesus was the Messiah.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.